You are listening to Spiritualize Ministry Devotional Podcast. Hello, everyone. I'm Keandre Talley. Today is May 18th, 2008, and today's devotional is entitled Lying Lips. Today's scripture verses come from the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. There are seven things that are an abomination to the Lord, and a lying tongue and lies are part of these abominations, as was just mentioned in our scripture verses for today. Now, what does abomination mean? I was able to look up the definition of abomination, and I found three definitions. One, worthy of or causing disgust or hatred. Two, detestable, arousing or meriting intense dislike. And three, quite disagreeable or unpleasant. You see, the Lord despises and extremely dislikes a lying tongue, lying lips, or the action of a person to speak lies, the need to speak untruths, not only about others, but of one's self. Now, we might ask, why do people tell lies? Why do people slander others? People may involve themselves in such malice for various reasons. Lying is almost always a form of control. Some people lie habitually and are considered pathological liars. They get a rush from manipulating others with lies. But most people lie when they are afraid of the consequences of telling the truth. They are fearful of anger or judgment. And most people do not know how to handle another person's anger or judgment. So what do? They resort to telling lies. But God tells us that next to a proud look, nothing is more an abomination to God than a lying tongue. Nothing more sacred than truth, nor more necessary to conversation than speaking truth. God and all good men hate and abhor lying. A lying tongue, along with the other six abominations, are sins that are in a special manner provoking to God, which are hurtful to the comfort of human life. These are things which God hates. We must hate in ourselves. We should shun all such practices and watch and pray against them and avoid with marked disapproval all who are guilty of them. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 11 tells us that the mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. A good man is industrious by communicating his goodness and to do good with it. His mouth is the outlet of his mind, a well of life. It is a constant spring and therefore issues good discourse for the edification of others, like streams that water the ground and make it fruitful. and for their consolation, like streams that quench the thirst of the weary traveler. The mouth of the righteous man is like a well of life that is pure and clean, not only not poisoned, but not muddled with any corrupt communication. But on the other hand, a bad man is industrious by concealing his badness and to do hurt with it. The mouth of the wicked covers violence, disguises the designed mischief with professions of friendship, that it may be carried on the more securely and effectually. Truthfulness is a great virtue to possess, but it's hard to maintain. Sometimes it seems easier and less cruel to go with a little lie, although it's never a wise move and will eventually cause more trouble than it's worth. But pretending to care for someone we dislike is nothing compared to slandering that person. Slander is a bold-faced lie about another person. Sometimes it's nearly impossible for the victim to disprove the lie, so the social damage can be permanent. In Proverbs chapter 10, verse 18, it says, "He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool." Malice is folly and wickedness when it is concealed by flattery and dissimulation. A fool may think himself wise, hiding hatred with lying lips, but he is not. Lying lips are bad enough, but are worse when they are made a cloak of maliciousness. He is a fool who thinks he can hide anything from God. It is no better when it is vented in spiteful and mischievous language. He that utters slander is a fool too, for God will sooner or later bring forth his true intentions, and his calamity shall fall upon him. Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him. I hope everyone enjoys the rest of their day. Remember to check out our website at spiritualizedministry.com. Also, if you would like to leave a comment, share a testimonial, or request prayer, call the Spiritualized Ministry Devotional Podcast phone line at area code 206-984-2630. Until next time, be safe, have faith, and be blessed.